Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the QU Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Hamill, and joining me in the studio is one of my baseball teammates, Alex Aubuchon. Alex, it's game week. How exciting is that?
Oh my goodness, Jay. It is so exciting. I've been waiting for so long to finally play baseball again.
So long. How about 356 days since our Hawks baseball squad played an official game? We open up at home this weekend against Davenport University. How do you think the team will be this year?
Well, home opener is always really exciting. Davenport, nationally ranked squad.
Nationally ranked 25th, that was, at the beginning of last week.
Yes, sir. And they beat,
UCM.
Yes, a solid number three in the nation at the time, UCM squad. Took two out of three from them. So, you know, that'll be a good contest. But the team this year, we're going to be really solid. We've got, you know, just about everybody coming back. We got a lot of talent in the freshman class. And, you know, it's just pretty solid up and down. We got a good bullpen, a lot of depth, solid lineup, you know, good fielding out there. I think we could do something this year for sure.
I couldn't agree anymore. And these opening games mean something. They're not conference play games, but they are regional games, which count toward the regional for the postseason. But for the 2021 season, we have a modified schedule. And how do you feel about that modified schedule? 10 weekends, all conference. What do you think?
Well, it's always nice to play, you know, guys in your conference, but not being able to travel to different universities, you know, like we did last year. I'd be lying if I said going to Florida wasn't nice. You know, it's, you know, middle of February and it's like 85 degrees. You know, that is nice, but, you know, after everything that we've been through with, you know, all the COVID stuff, which I don't even want to talk about all that, it's just nice to finally get to play some baseball. So I'm happy with whatever kind of schedule we get, just as long as we get to play.
I agree. With the schedule and the weather we've been having, we've been fortunate enough to be outside the past couple of weeks before we open up at home this year. Last year, we would have already had a weekend series of played, like you mentioned, in Florida over Valentine's weekend. So it is different this year with the later start, opening up March 5th through the 7th. And the games are quite different as well, having a four-game series with a conference opponent, all four games being nine innings. But other than baseball, there has been a lot taking place on the campus of Quincy University this week. QU announced the spring outdoor sport attendance policy. So for football, there'll be 450 tickets total, 250 pass list tickets for the players, and 100 pass list tickets for cheer, dance, and band, and 100 general public tickets. For baseball, there'll be 350 tickets total. Each player gets two personal passes, and there is a 150 pass list ticket limit with 200 general public tickets. Soccer's a little different with 375 tickets total, 75 pass list tickets combined with 300 general admission tickets, and softball has 50 pass list tickets. General public will be monitored outside the number. Along with that, there has been a head coach leadership change. Coach Jenny Garber concludes her 10 years as women's head basketball coach. With her coaching career with the Hawks, she had 127 wins and a .458 winning percentage. She was also named the Illinois Basketball Coaches in the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association Division II Coach of the Year in her first season as coach at QU, and was appointed as the Senior Women's Administrator for the QU Athletics in 2017. Under her direction, Quincy made it to the NCAA tournament in her first year as head coach in 2011 through 2012, and her team also made the tournament in 2013, 14, and 15-16 season. On the men's volleyball side of things, Michael Ladner earns MIVA Offensive Player of the Week. Ladner had a career-high 21 kills in a conference win over Lindenwood last Friday night. The Hawks defeated the Lions in four sets, and Ladner led the way with 21 kills and hit a .351 percentage on a total of 37 swings. Ladner assisted and helped QU snap a six-game losing streak and earned his first MIVA win of the 2021 season in the process. Tanner Stuckman, the Quincy, Illinois native, also earned all GLVC first-team honors. Stuckman finished the year shooting an efficient 53% from the field, which was eighth best in the league. Stuckman led the Hawks with just under 36 minutes per game, which was eighth most in the conference. Stuckman had a storied career with the Hawks as he surpassed the 1,000 career point mark and made many honors throughout the season. On women's basketball, Lainey Lance and Jazzfear Evans were both recognized by the Great Lakes Valley Conference. Lance was named to the All-GLVC third team, and Evans was voted on the All-Freshman team. The sophomore guard from Augustua, Illinois, averaged 16.9 points per game this season during 15 starts with QU. Lance led the team with 315 points, which came out to be 11.3 points per game during her first year with the Hawks. Freshman Jazzfear Evans was one of five players to be recognized on the all-freshman squad. Evans played in 17 games while making four starts during her first season with QU. Evans scored 11.4 points per game, including a season-high 20 points on the road at Umsol on December 12th. She also averaged 23.9 minutes a night as a freshman. Evans scored 18 or more in three other games this year, including an 18-point performance in the second-to-last weekend of the year when she made three three-pointers at Rockhurst on February 20th. Evans shot 40% from the field and was second on the team with 24 steals. Evans had a streak of eight consecutive double-figure performances after the first game of the season and averaged 13.8 points per game during that stretch. Evans scored 16 points in the final game of the year as she shot 5-for-7 from the field against number 3 Drury Panthers in the season finale. Soccer squares off with Umsol this weekend, and not only Umsol, but McKendree this weekend, the March Friday night, March 5th, and Sunday, March 7th. The women's lacrosse team plays Friday against Culver Stockton, and women's volleyball has two games this weekend against Lewis and Rockhurst University. Many events are taking place this weekend, and we hope to see you all out cheering on our teams. Alex, that is many spring sport events taking place all at once during this semester. How crazy is this?
It is nuts, Jay. We've got so many sports that used to play in the fall that are now playing in the spring. It's a full slate all the time, all sports, full throttle. I absolutely love it. Football kicking off soon as well, I think.
Yes.
And it's just insane. You know, soccer used to play in the fall as well. We've just got so much going on. If you love sports like we do, you know, this, you're just having a field day. There's just Hawk sports going on all the time, it seems like.
You mentioned fall sports transitioning to the spring. How different do you think it will be for soccer and football to recover for their fall season coming up in a few months?
I don't know. I don't really know. I'm sure, you know, in sports they always find a way to make everything all right. Different, I think, it, you know, it might be a little different playing now here in the spring. It'll be a little, you know, warmer throughout the entire season. It'll go from being warm in the you know, kind of colder in the beginning to warm in the end, where in the fall it went from being warmer in the beginning to cold in the end. So I don't know if, you know, that'll make any difference at all. I'm sure the athletes are all well-trained and well-seasoned. So they'll be fine with that, as well as, you know, the transition, you know, throughout the summer back over to playing their sport once again in the fall.
Now, Alex, it's March 2nd, 2021, and I just saw on Twitter recently this afternoon that Texas – ended its mask mandate and is 100% open. What are your predictions for the remainder of the spring sports schedule? As last year around this time, we didn't know whether we would be playing this weekend, let alone being sent home.
Right. And, you know, just throwing it back to last year, I remember that. We were at the field and we thought we were going to be playing Rockhurst. Are we going to play Rockhurst? I don't know. And then, you know, the whole season got jarred. It's crazy that it's been that long ago. But as far as, you know, like the transition, I think it's going to be all right. I think, you know, the whole COVID thing is going to be cool. I think if they have found a way to make it through all of, you know, the sports playing throughout the winter and, you know, the flu months, the cold months, you know, now as it's starting to get warmer, I think it's going to be all right.
I agree. And despite COVID, it should be an exciting year for sure. We look forward to seeing you out on the diamond. This concludes this week's episode of the QU Podcast. See you next week.